Hi, it's been ages since I've done an audio boo, and I've brought Max over the heath today. It's an absolutely beautiful sunny day, so I thought I'll stop on Nobby's bench as usual and just do a little update. I've only got Max with me today. She's limping a little bit on her left hind leg again. We had a bit of a problem with her last week, and she was running around like a mad thing this morning. So whether it was that that did it, or whether it was the fact that when she was running around playing chase with Max in the living room at lunchtime, she went round a corner, skidded and sort of fell over and rolled over. So she might have just restrained something then. So I've given her half a Rimadyl and left her at home. And I might take her out for a little lead walk later. But as I say, beautiful day. Weathermen have been trying to forecast rain for about the last 4 or 5 days. Every time it gets to the actual day, sun comes out and they change their forecast for rain the next day. So at the moment, the rain is forecast for tomorrow, and we'll see whether we get any or whether it's another beautiful day again. Max is digging holes, as he likes to, for roots at the side of the bench. I don't know why he has to dig down and dig up every bit of root he can find, but he seems to. As we came onto the heath today, I saw there was a new notice gone up. We've had notices on here about the Dartford warblers nesting and to keep the dogs away. But there's a new notice now saying that the nightjars have arrived from Africa and they've started to nest, so to keep to the paths. And that and the sun and the leafy trees made me think of Africa and Kenya, which was over 18 months ago now. I would just love to go back to Africa. I really loved it over there. And very beautiful country, Kenya. Very poor in places, but beautiful country. And the wildlife was just stunning. Just completely blown away by it. So that's really, I think, all I've got to report. As I say, I must probably take Jez out a bit later if she wants it, just on a walk round Creekmore Ponds on her lead. And that's about it for today. I suppose I better move Max on before he digs too big a hole, because he's digging immediately underneath me now. So that's it, really. That's today's walking boo. See if I can find something to take a photo of, which will most probably be Max. Bye!